I'm Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. Dennis, could a $1 billion casino in downtown Atlanta be a successful economic development strategy? Well, MGM International Resorts is proposing to build that mega gambling complex. Now, we'll get to that in just a moment.
But first, our WABE News intern, Daphne Wheat, asked you in the community what your thoughts are.
I'm from Detroit, where they opened up a few, probably like 10 years ago. And, you know, there are pros and cons of it, but it could be a good thing.
I think it's a waste of money, and they need to give back to the youth, have more programs and more things that we could do, so we will have to be in the streets.
I'm not sure if it would bring something positive to our city than it should be thought about. What I heard was that it was going to maybe take over where the Dome was, and I've never been to a casino, but I do know that there are also problems associated with gambling and addiction, so I don't know if it would be positive or negative.
A better atmosphere, more money, different clientele. I'm from Atlantic City, so I'm down where the casinos are. I know Trump tried to build one down here before, and they gypped him.
I go to the school, and I'm also a graduate research assistant, and when it's not in session, like, it's kind of dead downtown, so I honestly feel like it would give people something to do.
I mean, I just don't think Atlanta needs that. I think we need to do something more positive for our community, something that strengthens our community rather than just building a casino to bring in the wrong kind of tourism, in my opinion. And I don't think it should be in downtown. I think it should be outside of downtown, personally.
It would be good for the community because there's a whole lot of people down here and they'll make a whole lot of money. Help put money back into the community, you know?
It could work to make people have jobs, and then again, it could cause problems as far as crime. So it's kind of like a 2020 catch.
I think it would be good. It'd probably bring a lot of jobs and probably bring in a lot of people from out of state. And where should it be? Oh, I don't know if they got much room for it downtown, but they already got the Braves Stadium going out in Cobb County, so I don't know.
Well, Dennis, some think a casino in Atlanta is a good idea. Others, not so much. Well, joining a closer look to talk further about why MGM International Resorts has its eye on Atlanta, Paul Ducey. He's editor of Casino Journal, a BNP media publication. Paul, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rose. How's it going today?
It's doing all right. Let's begin with MGM International Resorts. Give us some insight about this company. Are they one of the major players in the gambling industry?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely classify them as one of the top four casino operating companies. You would toss them in the same pool as Caesars Entertainment, Wynn International, Las Vegas Sands, both in the U.S. and internationally. Within the U.S., they have a huge casino presence in Las Vegas. They've built casinos in, they operate casinos in Biloxi and Detroit, Reno. They're building new properties in Maryland and Massachusetts most recently. And internationally, they're into Macau, which is the top casino gaming market in the world at this point.
Wow. So now we're talking about a billion-dollar casino complex. We're talking more than just a few blackjack tables and some slot machines here.
Yeah. For companies this size, they tend to look at the bigger projects. And by bigger projects, I mean they would ideally like to get in the ground floor of building an integrated casino resort, which is just a fancy way of saying a casino resort with ancillary facilities for trade shows, restaurants, entertainment. In other words, a more all-encompassing resort package than just a gaming property.
And that is where perhaps both the attraction might be for Georgia politicians and where they might see roadblocks, because here in Georgia, they've at least considered the idea of sort of video machines that aren't quite like slots. They're very resistant to an all-encompassing package of various types of gambling, yet the idea of a resort in a convention town might be very appealing too. So where do you think the balance might fall here, specifically here in Atlanta?
Specifically in Atlanta? I'd like to think that for companies like MGM, I'm not just going to include MGM here. I think if there would be other companies and other operators interested in Atlanta as well, for a casino operator to really be interested in that marketplace, I think video gaming is of course a help. They really look towards slot machines. You know, I think they'd be willing to get in on the ground floor of something like that, with the hope that later on, as people get more comfortable, maybe table games, more full-fledged casino gaming could come in. But it's not unheard of. These guys are very flexible. It's not unheard of them for them to come in. It's, well, for example, casino operators have been involved coming into racetracks and making them into quote-unquote racinos, which is just basically adding slot machines or video gaming machines. Been very successful in places like Yonkers and in other, Yonkers, New York, and other jurisdictions across the U.S. So I think they're willing to see what Georgia is comfortable with, and if it's something they think they can be profitable with, especially, as you said, in convention town, I think they're flexible enough to make something that'll work.
Would they rely on the convention business? Would that be enough to sustain a casino, or would they also be hoping that the folks who live here in a major metropolitan area would spend time at a downtown casino?
Yeah, safe to say both. The bigger profits have been made with, once again, integrated resorts in areas that have huge tourism or trade show attractions. Once again, think Las Vegas.
But Atlantic City is a cautionary tale on the other side.
Atlantic City is a cautionary tale. I will not sit here and deny the fact that Atlantic City has run into some roadblocks lately, basically involving gaming off of its borders that have basically taken away its trade. You know, they've kind of shut off the spigot there when you think of casinos expanding in Pennsylvania, New York, and other jurisdictions. And also a cautionary tale in that the Atlantic City casino operators initially probably didn't reinvest enough into their properties, make them newer, make them better. I mean, the one advantage you have in Atlanta is that you're building probably a new casino from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have all the latest widgets, so to speak, all the latest attractions they think will work, and it'll probably be better than what's on the borders of Georgia right now, at least initially.
We're speaking with Paul Ducey. He's editor of Casino Journal, and we're talking about whether or not it's a good idea that MGM International Resorts is proposing a $1 billion casino complex. Let me ask you this, Paul. How much political weight does MGM carry? And you've been covering this industry for a long time. Do they carry some little political power here?
All the guys do. They're old hats at playing this game. In other words, one thing to be clear about, too, with MGM has MGM hasn't really come out and said, per se, that, it seems to me this is more like a back-channel rumor about, MGM being involved in $1 billion. I mean, when MGM was asked point-blank about it, they said, yes, we're interested in it. I don't think they came out and said, oh, yeah, we're all set to go with a $1 billion property. All these guys are very interested in, for want of a better word, markets that still have some meat to them. Atlanta would be one, just because of where you look where Atlanta is at and the surrounding areas.
There's
not another major casino presence. Now, all that said, they are used to going into markets. They are used to playing politics and getting into the markets and doing what they need to do to get properties established. But MGM International is willing to go, for want of a better word, MGM had a chance in Massachusetts to choose either Boston or Western Massachusetts. I think they knew Boston would be a political hot potato. They went to Western Mass, got Springfield on board, got a lot of support, and now they're building their property while Wynn is kind of in Boston, waiting for the politics to kind of subside still before he can break ground. So, once again, I think MGM knows how to play the game very well.
Well, and as you know, here in Georgia, casino gambling is not legal. Now, there is legislation. Yeah. And the language is interesting because it calls for a resort-type casino, as the one lawmaker referred to as a higher-end casino, where you would sort of draw in the high rollers. And when you talk about a billion-dollar complex, obviously you are probably building something to attract those high rollers. Looking at the other states, I think Mississippi, and would MGM be considering that, okay, Atlanta is the hotbed because of all the southern cities, the major southern cities, it's one that doesn't have a casino, and this is probably the next big thing, and we should be on the ground floor of it.
Yes, I think that's fair to say. I think MGM would also look at Miami. if Miami gets its act together and decides it wants a major casino resort property. And outside of that, I think there are very few opportunities like that left. Maybe Texas, if Texas ever decides it wants legalized large-scale casino gaming. Maybe Manhattan proper, if it ever goes that route as well. So I think that these opportunities are so few now with the way gaming has spread over the past 15 to 20 years that a place like Atlanta would be very attractive to MGM.
And downtown Atlanta, because Dennis and I can tell you as journalists, we've been covering this. People keep saying our downtown is so boring. So putting a $1 billion complex, casino complex would change that.
Right. And once again, you can look at other major metropolitan areas that have kind of taken the same approach and have had some success with that. On a small scale, Detroit with three casinos. I mean, not that Atlanta is any kind of shape that Detroit was in. But one thing casino resort operators have proven very flexible with is that they're willing to go into locations that other businesses might not be willing to do. And if that's downtown Atlanta, if they see potential there, they'll definitely come in.
But the real devil in the details, of course, would be money. And Georgia, in its past, let's say, toe in the water when it comes to games of chance, has been, we're going to set this money aside for education. And that brings up the question of, okay, how much of the pot goes to the casinos and how much goes to the state? Is there a deal breaker for an MGM when it comes to how much of a share they get?
I don't know if there's a deal breaker per se. It really depends on the volume they think they can get out of the market. For example, you were talking about Mississippi casinos earlier. They have a very low tax rate. That's created a more commercial market with a lot more players willing to take a lot more risk. That's why you see like a Beau Rivage built along the coast. Other markets have much higher tax rates. Pennsylvania, Massachusetts tax rate will be fairly high, over the 20% mark, I believe. And yet MGM is still willing to go in there. I won't deny that the level of taxation might impact the scale of property. Hmm. I don't think anybody else would deny that. But if they see the volume of business, if they think there's a good tourist market there, if there'll be a good locals market there, they might be willing to put up with a higher tax rate. And that just doesn't go for MGM. That goes for all the operators.
And part of their sales pitch to the legislature then would be not only revenue for education, presumably, but jobs.
Absolutely.
Have we got data to show that casinos actually generate lots of local jobs and local jobs that pay well?
Yes, we do. I mean, anybody who wants to can go to the company trade organization, American Gaming Association, and they have lots of statistical information up there about the kinds of jobs casinos create. I mean, that's one thing. That is one of the places where casinos can safely hang their hat. They do create a good amount of jobs, a good amount of high-paying jobs, or let me say well-paying jobs, and also have shown a proclivity towards hiring minorities, women, and everything else. They've been very diverse. And part of that is because they realize that in order for them to be considered good partners with the state, they really have to be above board. And one of the ways they do that is by generating great PR. Casinos also support a ton of nonprofits and things like that. They really want their PR images to be high. It really helps them across a whole batch of issues dealing with both local populations and also being attractive to customers and businesses around the areas. So that's one thing they are very good at, is they can lay their hat on job creation.
Paul, we just have a few minutes here, but as we wrap up, in all the years that you've covered this industry and you know MGM, okay, they haven't officially said we're proposing something, but let's just say lawmakers are grappling with this. Is it likely that we could see some representatives from MGM International Resorts pop up at our, Capitol and say, hey, let us tell you about the good things a casino can bring?
I'm sure they could. I mean, I've been reading the same stories you have about, and I don't know where the rumor came from, that there's already, five lobbyists from MGM floating around or from casino companies floating around.
I was just down at the Capitol. It was pretty empty, at least this time.
Right. So, I mean, once again, that's not unheard of. If MGM really feels, I want to just say this in the proper way. I mean, political pressure is one thing, but I think MGM, once again, has proven themselves to be a savvy player in this kind of market. I don't think they would go in there and strong arm. I think, however, you're right. If they could show, look, you guys establish a major casino here. Here's kind of what we can, what could come out of it, depending on how the legislation is set up. You know, if it's an exclusive market, this amount of jobs, this amount of taxation money, blah, blah, blah. If it's, you're going to have casinos nearby, well, it's less of a deal. There's some of this going on. Yes. In other words, I think MGM or any of these companies, even the mid-level ones, the Pinnacle Stations, the Rivers casinos, they're all very savvy on the political scene. And if they think it's close, yes, they will come in and explain the benefits of going with them in a project.
And Paul, as you listen to the feedback we got from the community, there were concerns about the negatives as well. And real quickly, would MGM Resort also address, if they were to, that, look, people have this perception that casinos spur criminal activities such as prostitution and robbery. Do they also have to say that, look, we're also going to make sure safety is a number one concern too?
Yes, and that's common across any market. I mean, that has been, no matter where gaming goes, there's always going to be a group of people morally opposed to gaming, and they will go with any chord that they think will resonate. And that the whole safety thing has been brought up in almost every campaign I've seen in the expansion of gaming. I think as gaming has expanded and people realize those impacts aren't as much as some people have claimed, that's part of the reason why gaming continues
to
expand.
Well, the movies don't help.
The movies have never helped. I mean, I'm Sicilian, too. Trust me, the movies have never helped on any level.
We're real short of time here. And yeah, I just need a yes or no on this, unfortunately. But would an MGM, because there's also a drive in this state to bring horse racing in here, which would also attract folks who like to gamble, would they view that as competition? In other words, would they say to the legislature, look, there ain't room in this town for both of us?
Once again, it totally depends on the type of gaming legislation you're looking at. If they're just looking at pure racetracks, I don't see it. If they're looking at racetracks that have slot machines and table games, they might object to that, especially if it's going to be around a market they're focused on like Atlanta.
Wow. Paul Ducey is with Casino Journal, a BNP media publication. He is the editor there. Mr. Ducey, thanks so much for being with us.
We appreciate it, Paul.
Yep, have a nice day, guys.
You too. By the way, Casino is a good movie. I like those type of movies.
There are so many movies about
it. And Ocean's 11, 12, 13.
One of my niece's favorite series of movies.